Dayton is one of only five U.S. cities that still have electric trolley buses. Listener Aaron Hill had several questions for Why So Curious about the trolleys, their history, their cost compared to diesel buses, and the future of the trolley system. We sent WYSO's Char Dastin down to RTA's central building in Dayton to learn more.
When I got to RTA headquarters, I walked into a conference room with two veteran RTA employees and got down to business. Our very curious listener, Aaron, asked us a multiple-part question.
I was always curious about the RTA lines. I've been here my whole life, and I've always seen the electric lines running through town. I'd like to see kind of what other cities do this, how much money they save, and kind of who started it and why we're doing that, and then what the future looks like for the RTA lines.
Let's start with the history question. Public transportation in Dayton goes all the way back to 1870.
Actually, in Oakwood, they were horse and carriage and pulling the streetcars.
That's RTA bus fleet director Pat O'Malley. He says electric streetcars replaced horses in 1888 and in 1933.
1933 is when we started running a rubber tire electric trolley bus, moved away from the streetcars. And then in 1956, it was bought by City Transit.
That's right. The city didn't always own the trolleys. Each line used to be owned by a separate company. City Transit, which later became a part of the RTA, bought these companies as they went out of business. The guy who bought all those trolley lines was W.W. Owens, transit director at the time. He was a major advocate for public transportation, and he's so respected in the RTA that Keith Rim, a trolley repair expert, didn't even know his first name.
I just knew him as Mr. Owens. I know he's buried in Woodland Cemetery. So, on his gravestone, there's a trolley on his gravestone.
Owen's actions are probably why Dayton still has trolley buses. Pat O'Malley explains there are only four other U.S. cities left with them.
Philadelphia, Boston, Seattle, and San Francisco, and of course Dayton, Ohio.
Let's move on now to cost.
How much money they save?
The RTA estimates the cost for running trolleys at just under 40 cents per mile. To do a cost comparison with diesel fuel, I did a little outside research. Siri, what's the price of diesel?
It looks like all types of diesel cost on average about $2.32 per gallon.
That's according to the Energy Information Administration. O'Malley told me that diesel buses get between 4 and 5 miles per gallon. So that means they cost about 51 cents per mile. That means the trolleys are 10 cents cheaper per mile, right? Actually, it's not quite that simple. Sorry, Siri.
It's all good.
The maintenance costs for trolleys are higher than for diesel buses, since the trolleys are 16 years old.
They were currently built part here and part out of Czechoslovakia by a company called Skoda. And they no longer build a transit bus, so parts are very hard to find for them.
And finding parts isn't the only frustrating maintenance problem. Keith Rim takes me into the repair shop and opens a hatch in the side of one of the trolleys.
So describe what I'm looking at here.
Hundreds of wires that go to every component on the bus.
And how do you actually figure out what's wrong when you're looking at all these wires?
An easy thing is find what's burned up.
If you factor in the specialized labor needed to repair the trolleys, their cost isn't much different from the diesel buses. But that leads us into our final question.
And then what the future looks like for the RTA lines.
The RTA is rolling out a new fleet of trolley buses in the next 2 years. Their parts will be under warranty, so repairs will be much cheaper. And on the new trolleys, finding out what's wrong with the wiring will be done by cracking open a laptop. For Why So Curious, I'm WYSO intern Char Dastin.
Why So Curious is our occasional series where you ask questions and our reporters answer them online and on air. Visit WYSO.org to tell us what you're curious about.